Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Louder!
And now, from the Cave of Wonders, live in the presence of gods.
We're going to get fucked.
Welcome to the Rain Man Show.
Fucking peanut butter and jealous.
Let's go get him. Let's go get him. Light him up.
Fuck his haters.
That's what they're going to say in your prison.
No.
We're the few on the finest avenue. Looking at your beat on the street. You always pushing, shoving, satisfied with nothing. You bitch, you must be getting low. So stop your love on the road. Are you digging my nose? You make me wonder. Yes, I wonder.
What do you do for money?
Porn.
Snapchat. OnlyFans. That's what I do for money.
I feel like in the modern world, you either sell your body or your soul.
Yeah, there's only two options.
That's really it. Unless you're independently wealthy.
Listen, I know I'm on a network of douches, and people always like to make excuses for these OnlyFans girl. Hey, if I looked that good, I'd do it too. Like, no, I don't think I would. I make a lot of jokes saying I would. I want to make money off my brain, Thomas. My brain.
Why?
I don't know. Makes me feel better
about
myself.
That's not where the money is.
Yeah, exactly. Rain is right. That's not where the money is. Like,
that explains so much.
You think I got to where I am using my brain? I mean, I was using my brain. He's not obviously using his, but, you know.
I think the true answer would be both. You want to make the money that you'd make off of your body, right? But you want to be respected for the things you do with your mind.
Listen, that's why you want to be the pimp.
Your body isn't going to last forever.
My body is
not
lasting.
Yeah, so use it while you have it.
That's a fair point.
That butthole can only last for so long.
Thomas said using your body, but also being respected for your mind. So what if, like, a woman is naked and reading poetry and Shakespeare? And,
I think there'd be a lot more English lit majors.
Okay, so now Raina taps into something, because I am more attracted, and maybe I'm just different. I don't know. Maybe other guys are too, but they just don't want to admit it because they want to be douchebags. I'm attracted to smarts more than anything. Obviously, I am not attracted to, I know who's attracted to people who are ugly, but also that's subjective. Someone that's ugly to one person or attractive to one person, it won't be attractive or ugly to another. But for the most part, I'm attracted to intelligence.
So you're a sapiosexual.
What's that?
Yes.
A person finding intelligence sexually attractive or arousing.
I do find it. That's why I like women who are independent. That's why I like women that have careers, because that's what attracts me. Like, I like people that I can have conversations with. I don't like silent people. I don't like silent victims, Thomas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your dates are victims?
It doesn't start out that way.
Because the crime is that they have to be with you?
Well, they also want to be with someone who's intelligent, and they realize I'm stupid, and they want to leave. They want to flee quickly.
They feel like they were lied to.
Yeah.
False advertising. Got it.
Yeah, so we will now be broadcasting on Sundays for the foreseeable future. We may end up being live. As of right now, we're not live. We're going to be just on demand, but we will soon move back to doing live shows, and they will be on Sundays, which means it's going to change the entire dynamic and flow of the show, because my mindset is very different.
The demons don't come out until dark.
Yeah, so the weeknights are very different than middle of the day. We're recording at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And I don't drink on Sundays. I don't smoke the ganja on Sundays. Not because I'm religious, not because it's God's day.
You know, God's
because
day
your
of
dealer
rest.
Gets here Mondays.
Right. I'm out. It's the end of the week, so I don't have anything. I haven't been to the store yet. So the show's going to be a lot different because I'm not going to be buzzed. I'm just going to be regular old stupid Mike. And we'll see what happens. And if I don't, if I can't get through the show without alcohol, then I might have to go run to the kitchen and find something. There's always something illicit in my cooler's refrigerator that I can muster up, put together a drink. I mean, maybe we'll do Sunday mimosas.
There you go.
Maybe eventually once we get going.
Let's start our morning the right way with alcohol.
I think it's funny, though.
Like a nice brunch, a Rain Man brunch, Sunday brunch with the Rain Man.
See,
now it's classic.
I'll take a Bloody Mary.
Everything we've said right now is very telling about our show. Raina says gay when I say mimosas because she's right. I mean, she is right.
They're good.
When you think of other shows that have three guys as the hosts.
It's whiskey.
It's whiskey and cigars.
Beer, cigar.
It's whiskey and cigars.
Joe Rogan is like literally those two things.
No, is he?
And we're talking brunch and mimosas.
Yeah, we're talking about brunch, mimosas. That's what we do. We talk about foofy drinks and butt play. Yeah. That's what we talk about.
The gayest show on the network.
Most guys talk about whiskey, cigars, and that's the difference between us and the Circle of Jerks. The Circle of Jerks and the Rain Man show have this competition, which show can be the gayest show. We're always going to win because at the end of the day, they're the most masculine show.
I don't think you're going to win. I have an opinion on
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we're ever going to win that. Oh, wait, the more gay show you're talking about right now? Okay, go ahead. Let me hear your thoughts.
You have a woman on the show. It's not gay when it's in a three-way.
That's true.
They don't have women on their show. It's all men. They're just pulling one big gay train.
Well, I don't know. What if Thomas and I accidentally, you know, cross streams, touch each other's tips, you know?
It's going to happen.
How is that an accident? At what point are you like, oh, you're in this bathroom too? Well, I just, my penis fell out of my bed.
When your mom says something who's ultra conservative says, I need to get back out there, that says something.
How many collectibles have you brought into the home that she's seen?
Oh, no, I don't do it. I'm looking at one right now. Wait, what?
Collectibles.
Meaning?
Your desk is literally, your coffee table here is literally 80,000 comic books.
I thought you meant sex toys.
No,
yeah. Sex toys. Who collects the? No.
You do.
Wait, what? Who collects them? Do you not?
He's got to put them up on eBay, Thomas.
You buy more to add to what you have to use. You
that's
don't
a collection.
Them.
That's a collection.
Them is like
Thomas
displaying them, like this Aliens one over
you
here.
You display them. In private.
No, you don't.
You just listen, you have an entire dildo collection that you put in a little stand that looks like a lightsaber stand. Don't pretend. We know.
A lightsaber stand. That's actually an interesting thought, but no. But I'm saying, like, when your parents see that you are going full into your nerdisms with Aliens Colonial or Aliens to Marine, and how many Constantine figurines do you have?
Simmer down.
Things
just
like,
simmer down.
I'm not judging. I have a problem with all kinds of nerd stuff. What I'm saying is when your parents start to see that enough and you're not going out is when they're going to start chiming in on what you need to do with your personal life.
I'm too busy.
Yeah, but I think a good mother would know that the right woman's going to like that because that's how our house looks. I accept my husband for being a nerd.
Okay, see, but okay, Mike, is your mother somebody who wants the right person for you or wants you to find the right person? And there's a difference.
I don't think she even cares at this point. Like,
just a human person.
No, that's what she said to me. That's why I was like, oh shit, do I have a problem? And I'm like, I don't want that. I'm too busy for that. My time is too precious to just go to dinner with some rando hoe. Like, that doesn't appeal to me.
They don't have to be a hoe, as you've described.
Listen, if they're willing to go out with me, they're a hoe.
What makes you think that?
What are you talking about?
What makes you think that a girl wanting to go out with you would instantly make her a hoe?
A general low self-esteem and view of oneself.
Okay, I will accept that
low
as an answer.
Low standards. Confidence issues.
I don't have confidence issues per se. I'm very untrusting of people. Like what do you want from me? Like when someone talks to me, my mind immediately, my mind goes to what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Why? Who hurt you?
everyone.
Have you not listened to the show ever?
So dumb. Yeah, so this
where
show.
Where did he touch you?
Yeah.
Can I show where on your body, Tony? Just to add to the gayness of the show.
Poke.
I am not willing to commit to that.
Okay. So speaking of lots of issues, the network itself, I think
oh, fuck.
The Rain Man show is branching off. And I don't know if it's just the influence of this show, but it used to be just the three of us. We were the suicide show because it's just morbid as fuck.
I think joke about it once every 2 weeks.
Yes, it's the suicide show, yeah. But I think it's the suicide network. And we're going to take the Circle Jerks out of there because they're not suicidal. But Paul, Steve, we were having conversations and those motherfuckers are just as morose and morbid as us talking about dark shit before a show started.
Like what?
Just everything we talk about.
That made me smile.
The hatred of life. Like, what's the purpose? Like, why are we doing this? Why are we here? Why do we exist? I'm like, these are the same questions I ponder every night, Paul. Thank you for validating
you
me.
You say they're talking about dark shit. And the first thing I did was smile and get interested.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not healthy. Oh,
it's the same reaction I had. I got ear to ear grin when Paul told me this. I'm like, you fit right in, buddy. Welcome to the Suicide Club. I think we need to start our own version of the Illuminati. And we can call it just, you know, let's come up with a cool name for suicide. You know, type in suicide. Is there another name for suicide?
Why don't we? This is bad. I'm going to get some Googles sending me, hey, if you or someone you know has ever had, you know, I'm going to be on a
open
list.
Open up the thesaurus.
I just searched suicide. Very first thing. Yeah. Help is available in a phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Hey, hold on to that number. Send that to me because I'm going to reach out to them, not because I need them, but because possibly they could be interested in sponsoring our show. I mean, we're a suicide show. Maybe we can figure out new ways to monetize this show, and we will bring them on a suicide hotline as a sponsor of our show. Isn't that fitting, Thomas? A suicide hotline is our official sponsor. Tell me that doesn't have a nice ring. It adds to the thematics of the Rain Man show. Am I not right?
You are, but is it really something we want?
Imagine this hour of the Rain Man show is sponsored by don'tkillyourself.com. Is that an actual website?
I hope it's not.
Okay, I can see you looking at something. What are you reading?
Well, so after I got through several places telling me, you know,
my phone did not offer me help.
It's not worth it, sort of thing.
Worth it.
very first thing is help is available, National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and then the CDC facts about it. I had to go to like the fifth thing down to get a definition. So I was trying to find like thesaurus or other words for it, you know.
Maybe I'll rebrand the show officially next year. Maybe RMS could stand for something else. Rain Man Suicides.
That's terrible.
Wait, what did Raina just send us? Hold on.
I sent you what my phone gave me. Like, I was offered no help. They're like, you're on your own, bitch.
Yeah, because they know you. It's the algorithms. They know that you don't suffer from our pain, Raina.
Oh, self-slain. That's kind of cool.
Harakiri, sorry.
No, you said it right the first time.
Seppuku, I knew that one.
Yeah. Oh, seppuku.
Yeah.
Now that's a name I can definitely get behind.
Self-immolation?
Self-immolation. That one seems painful.
Self-immolation?
Well, flame, like Human Torch, but you're not a superhero.
See, that also sounds like it's a show that possibly ponders thing. Maybe like a philosophical podcast. So if we were to call it like self-immolation, we might attract a whole new audience, not just the suicide people out
but
there.
But philosophy and, you know, ethics.
And then you guys can like read philosophy naked. So you can be smart and make money off your body.
There you go. See, Raina bringing it full circle. That's what you need to do, Mike.
And now, nude philosophy was a suicidal asshole.
Philosophy. Dude, I bet if you did an OnlyFans nude philosophy, you'd probably rake in a fair amount of money.
Don't take my ideas.
That's taking advantage.
What if he partners with you, Raina? What if you're his pimp?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I would work for a lady pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a show on, I want to say Showtime or HBO, with Thomas Jane several years back where he played a prostitute, a male prostitute. The person that whored him out was a woman.
Was she hot?
She wasn't hot.
That was hung,
but,
right?
Yeah, hung. And she wasn't hot per se, but the fact that she was whoring him out made her attractive. I'm like, oh, you're kind of hot. She was all business savvy.
Jane Addams.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Is she attractive at all? I don't remember.
She was his former flame, takes the role of his pimp after providing him optimism. Not particularly, but not. Oh, that's who she is. Jane. She was. Did you watch Frasier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mel.
Years ago. I don't remember.
Not the woman Niles almost marries. Who's
oh, yeah. That's her.
Controlling. Yeah.
OK. Is she an OK looking lady?
Yeah, she's OK looking.
Yeah. She got dealt with in that show numerous times, like full nudity, just being plowed by dudes.
I thought she was the pimp.
Yeah, but she also was very
fun.
Yeah, yeah.
She still has to get hers. Dang.
I didn't know. I thought it was like,
yeah,
I was confused. You don't see the pimp traditionally in Tony's day to day life.
She's not just about that Skrilla, him. Thomas. Yeah.
You know,
about that peen, too.
Well, but what you want? You get paid in different ways.
I will tell you, I did like that show because it made me feel a little better about myself because the name is Hung. But it showed that no matter how big your dick is, women don't necessarily want you. and it validated me. I'm like, okay. See, you fucking Thomas Jane, you Punisher motherfucker with your big dick. Women don't care about that.
You liked seeing someone.
Yeah, it was a depressing
struggle.
Show, but I was okay with it because,
okay,
you know, like with Californication, David Duchovny's character, I empathize with him though because things do go well for him for the most part because he gets lots of chicks, but I connect with his mind state, where he's at on the spectrum of depression, self worth. Like I get it.
Okay,
I relate. Thomas Jane, I feel validated. Many women are actually unhappy with the size of his penis. I'm like, good.
So David Duchovny.
Good luck having anal.
In California was your empathetic. I can relate to this character. Whereas Thomas Jane and Hung was your see, suck it. Kind of like it made you feel better that he had issues and plights to deal with.
Like, good. Go fuck off.
Okay.
Yeah, that show was one of those shows. There's a few shows out there that really do a number on you, like as a 40-something year old adolescent.
What?
Yeah, it's like we never grew up sexually. We get overly excited about things. We get giddy.
Yeah.
The feelings I have are no different
than when you were 14.
Where was I going with this?
I don't really know.
I don't know, but I'm thinking about my husband. I'm like, he better fucking turn away when he must.
So there are a few shows out there that do that thing.
Okay.
Hung is one of those shows that just is sexually like exciting. It's a fun show to watch. Then there's The Girlfriend Experience with Elvis's granddaughter, who's the star. I forgot her name now. She is a keeper. She is my top celebrity crush of all time. Super attractive. And she plays an escort in the first season.
Okay.
That show I can't relate to either, obviously, because she bones a bunch of super hot dudes and some losers. There's a few guys that like to be cuckolded, which was really hot. There was a scene, I think, in the season finale where a guy hires her so that she can cuckold him. So she hires another prostitute to come in and all she does is talk shit to him while she's fucking the other guy. And the other guy's crying.
And you liked that?
The other guy's crying in the corner. I'm like, okay, I like this. I can feel his pain.
See, remember what I said about this being like the most emotionally revealing show as well?
It's all in the guise of humor, Thomas. Okay. Quit looking for relevance in satire because there is none. Mm. Okay. This is not biographical. Sometimes it's just escapism and fun. All right.
Mm. Sure.
That's just a little disclaimer there in case my therapist is listening again.
Aren't disclaimers supposed to come before you reveal?
No, usually afterwards when I feel guilty.
Okay.
And that's why we're on Sundays.
Yeah. So did you see that Dog the Bounty Hunter showed up to help track down Brian Laundry? Is it Laundry or Laundry?
Laundry.
Laundry.
Yeah.
What is it? Laundry. Yeah.
He's every time he was in the news, it was something new. Like he's a racist. He's a homophobe. He's a racist homophobe.
And he's all of the above.
I stopped caring whenever he showed up in media, basically. Who the hell is he hunting and why?
Oh, Thomas, do you not know who Brian Laundrie is?
No.
Holy shit. Wow. Do you not listen to...
You gotta remember, he's out in the fucking woods.
How long did it take for that pigeon to reach me? Jesus.
Thomas, you don't even know who Brian Laundrie is?
Okay, what about Gabby Petito?
Wow.
Sounds like potato.
Okay, listen, I didn't even actively search for this news, but because I am a human being that has to use the internet for work, you see headlines, you see people sharing things. So, Thomas,
surrogate for people who couldn't care less.
Let me quickly... I don't really care either.
He's somebody who's
dead.
But
it's also headlines.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber that sees the moon landing newspaper clipping on the wall. You're like, we landed on the moon! Yeah, 30 fucking years ago, asshole!
Yeah, a little bit.
That's you.
It has been like that recently for very specific
guys,
reasons.
Did you guys hear about Donald Trump? He became the president of...
Oh, really?
Funniest thing. He used to have a show.
Yeah. Became the president. A real estate mogul. How strange is that? Yeah, Thomas. Funny welcome world. To 2021.
Here's
how
my
do you live, Thomas? No, I don't even want to get into this topic.
Peacefully.
How do you live, and yet you want to commit suicide?
Regularly.
How do you live peacefully? That argument is not valid.
Counter argument.
He actually probably lives peacefully because he's not paying attention
exactly.
to all the news that's going on.
Counter argument. Why the fuck? What in the last 10 years has been currently happening that has made you think, yep, tomorrow will be a better day? And that's why I don't check out most fucking news these
days. I don't look for anything either, but because of my day-to-day routine, things pop up.
I have kind of, for a number of specific reasons, turned my social media and news intake into this little pocket dimension of only things I want to know about.
That's not necessarily good either.
It's not. But here I am.
You can't isolate yourself.
You can't live on like a fluffy marshmallow and just think that it's always going to be okay.
No, yeah. But I can live on that until I eat it all and then just like a rock fall back to crashing reality.
But knowing your eating habits, it'll be eaten pretty quick.
So I got another week or so, I figure.
So anyways, Dog the Bounty Hunter is chasing down this individual named Brian Laundrie. Oh, he was chasing down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie were a couple, Thomas,
okay,
that were essentially influencers. Okay. They wanted to be influencers and they wanted to be travel influencers. So they jumped on that whole bandwagon called a van life, where they live
yes.
in a van.
Yeah. I know about that.
So one thing happens, one thing leads to another, and she, Gabby, becomes a sensation overnight because she goes missing. Not because of her influencing, not because of her shitty YouTube videos, but because she goes missing and she's semi-attractive. So the world cares about a semi-attractive girl that goes missing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't find her. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, heads home without her. People are wondering where she's at.
Didn't even contact the police for 10 days.
Doesn't tell anyone where she went. There's no communication. His family allegedly hides him for a couple days, and then he exits and leaves and departs into the swamps of Florida, where he also is found dead a month later.
Okay.
So now two people are dead. He was a suspect in her death, and now no one will ever know really what happened. My point is,
they lived in a van in America.
Is that Dog the Bounty Hunter decided to show up and help track Brian down, and he has seen better days. He used to be a good-looking guy in a wrestling type of sense. You know, he had that wrestling vibe, tall, stocky dude, dark sunglasses, long, flowing blonde hair.
He was pretty old, too, for,
he was, even when he was famous, right, Tony?
Yeah.
He was old, but he was still decent looking. The dude let himself go completely. The guy has a gut that looks like he swallowed a live animal whole.
Jeez.
In those Nat Geo docs where they show anacondas that eat whole prey, and it takes a long time.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to digest whatever they ate. Let's say they ate a wild pig, let's say. And that pig is still alive for a while it digests, and you just see that giant lump in the snake's midsection. That's what Dog the Bounty Hunter looks like. It looks like he swallowed an entire wild pig, a boar. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
So Dog the Bounty Hunter looks awful. And I'm not quite sure what his agenda was other than fame for this, because this is a large or big headline. He's been out of headlines for a very long time. He was shamed, several years ago because he was caught in a racist tirade, I believe. Is that what it was,
yeah.
Thomas?
Yeah.
So I don't know what he thought he was going to do, because bounty hunters typically just track down people who have skipped out on bail. That's, for the most part, what they do. He's not necessarily an investigator. The way bounty hunters work, for the most part, is they have contacts within the police department. They have contacts within private investigation firms. They're not always investigators. They're strongmen. They're muscle that go to your house with a bat and demand that you go back to jail.
Yeah,
that's for the most part what they do. That doesn't take a lot of brain power.
The old Wild West days made it a lot more interesting than it is currently, because you can't just shoot people and bring them in dead or alive.
Although that would be really cool.
That'd be way cooler.
Absolutely. Because when I was a kid, I wanted to be a bounty hunter, because I was always...
You too?
Yeah, I wanted to be a bounty hunter. And no joke, I want to say in my high school years, I picked up a few books on bounty hunting. And then I realized it wasn't as glamorous as the Westerns portrayed it.
Right.
There was two things I wanted to be when I was a kid, and all of them have to do with movies. My entire life has been guided by movies. I wanted to be a bounty hunter. Now, I knew that was fictitious. At least, you know.
The Han Solo smuggler, then.
At least later on.
That wasn't going to happen. I thought, well, okay, bounty hunting is reality-based. I can do that. That would be pretty fucking fun. Chasing bad guys, making some dough off of bounties, heading to the whorehouse afterwards, and having some whiskey. Oh no, or a mimosa. Did they offer those
and the B&B
in the Old West? Did they offer mimosas in the Old West and whorehouses?
Maybe a spritzer.
Yeah,
sarsaparilla.
I'd probably be tossed out of the whorehouse by the lead madam herself. But I wanted to be a bounty hunter, or I wanted to be a fire investigator / firefighter, if you remember that story. And if you remember when I divulged that information during a Rain Man show, the reason why I wanted to be a fire investigator is because of the movie Backdraft that I watched when I was a kid. So everything I wanted to do was based on movies.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I got to a point that I just wanted to be in movies. And then I realized I was ugly and I couldn't be in movies. So then let me make movies. And that's why where I am today, why I went to film school. Because I realized that what I want to do is just make believe. Because none of the professions were actually legitimate professions.
Oh, wow.
So it was much better just to pretend then.
Yes. Exactly.
But sadly, you were too old for society to catch up to where you could just pretend to be a professional and be known as an influencer and make money.
Yeah.
Because that's just pure fiction.
See, Thomas, he got it now.
So real quick recap of this story.
Okay.
Influencer girl and influencer guy wannabes go on a van living cross-country road trip down by the river, Chris Farley and all, to which they're documenting the trip. Then it suddenly stops. She's disappeared. He goes back to Florida or wherever the fuck he's from, and they think he killed her. Turns out they find the body where they last documented. So it looks like a domestic violence story, and he kills himself. Right? That's the story.
They're not sure if he killed himself.
My big question, and I know I'm going to sound like a complete monster, who really cares?
The people who are obsessed with a young, cute blonde girl.
I found an article from just by Googling that stuff that apparently 6 other bodies were found in this.
In the whole investigation.
How is that not a bigger question? Influencer's death reveals glaring ineptitude in U.S. police force.
Yeah. How telling is that? about us as a society, that six other people's bodies were found that wouldn't have been found because the effort was not put in to find these bodies until a cute girl that was an influencer went missing and the whole world decided to care.
Well, and she's so not even an influencer. She became an influencer when she died.
Yes, to be fair, she wasn't even popular until she died.
Yeah.
So congratulations, you made it.
So again, like from a callous standpoint, I'm like, this is a terrible story that no one in their right mind should care about, because literally, clearly, people die and go missing all the fucking time. And this is one of those things when you and Bob will give me shit, and I'm like, what did I lose out in life by not knowing this story about nothing important? Exactly.
No.
Meanwhile, you went on in to order, have a you want to
be
day.
Hold on. You want to be a writer, right? Or you are a writer. You want to write, right?
The more
you
interesting story that I have come up with from this is some sort of serial killing story in which six people were revealed to have been killed or died, which I'll make it killed in my story, after we only gave a shit about one or two. Like, that's the story.
So in order to be a decent writer, you have to be aware of what's going on in society. Otherwise, your writing won't touch anyone.
And that's fair. That is true.
Most art forms of any type, even if it's not progressive in nature or agenda-y, most of it is a reflection of society.
Yeah.
Even the stupidest of
better
books.
Stuff is,
like,
yeah.
For example, who's that... hack writer Stephanie Meyer
Twilight.
Okay, yeah. So she writes Twilight based on fan fiction, right?
No, that was her own thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
EL or what? With the 50 Shades.
50
was the
Shades.
Fan
right.
Shit.
Okay. So even the hack that wrote 50 Shades of Grey, which was fan fiction based on Twilight,
right?
Even she probably didn't intend to. Her work says something as a cultural text about society. It says a lot about fandoms.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot about what brings people together as a fandom socially. How does it affect sexuality and relationships? So even her, who probably didn't intend to put any type of text within her work that can be interpreted by people years later.
Right.
But because she is aware of things around her, it finds itself within her work subconsciously. So, Thomas, I ask once again, while you're sitting on that mushroom that you're eating alone in your isolation.
It was a marshmallow.
A marshmallow. Sorry.
Mushrooms are gross.
Well, at least you'll get a psychedelic high from it or die if you pick the wrong mushroom.
Right.
Either way, quit isolating yourself in that way. Come on. Just stop.
I'm not disagreeing with the fact that I shouldn't isolate myself from the world. My point is more so, why did this seem to be the riveting story that you guys... Like, you guys said it as if I didn't know Trump had won the election in 2016.
Thomas, it almost is. This literally was on every news outlet, blog, tweet, Facebook post. It was all over the place. It swept the nation.
It was horrible, dark memes that were hilarious that were posted.
See, that is the more interesting story.
This is like you just finding out that O.J. Simpson killed Nicole. Like, wait, what the fuck happened in 1994?
But that's the weird thing to me is that their death isn't the story, but the people's obsession.
Yeah, that for me, that is the most
interesting. FBI showing that they can't find a body that clearly, if you just put a little effort, you'd found six. Those are the stories.
That is the thinker in you. That's the writer in you. You're interested in the causes and the reasons why things are headlines, for example.
And that's more indicative of our current societal crisis.
Valid. I agree 100%.
That we as a nation, amongst a pandemic in which hundreds of thousands have died daily. Well, not that many daily, but thousands have died daily.
People were dying for a while. Yeah.
No, I mean like 100,000 a day wasn't.
Well, if you listen to CNN.
If I listen to CNN, yes.
Yes. Millions of people.
Amongst that.
The COVID was the next Holocaust.
Right. Amongst that shitstorm, amongst the ever-present global climate threat, we as a society, or at least as a nation, were so swept up in two nobody 20-year-olds. And we're obsessed with that. What the fuck is wrong with us?
So
many people have died
being...
and gone missing between the time I started this sentence and ended it.
The six people that were found, it's funny, well, not funny, but however you want to think of it, they were accidentally found. And yeah. One of the guys they found was from Houston. His family had no clue why his body was in this area. So they wouldn't have been able to direct police to this area, let alone be like, hey, why aren't we searching this area? They were off busy searching in other areas, not related at all to where they found the body.
But that's the thing is, like, you shouldn't. The world we're taught as children is not one in which bodies are just lying around in various places, unfound for years. The world we're taught is that if you do something wrong, the cops will find out. Big Brother is watching. Kegel the Elf is on the shelf, and Santa knows. And yet, clearly, you can do fucking anything, and there's a good chance no one will ever know, because either A, we don't have the resources, or B, the cops that we have resources for don't have the ability to find shit, because a concentrated effort over what, the course of a couple of months, or a couple of weeks, I don't really know, found half a dozen people.
There's a issue. Listen.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm getting into, I'm not pretending to know all the nuances and the real problems, both financial, political, and all this other shit with the police across the nation, but that is still concerning. That yeah. just like actually trying revealed a half dozen bodies.
Well, look what happens when we actually put some effort in, guys.
That's the point.
That is some solid police work. Holy.
Did you find the guy who we've been looking for? No. Found five others, though.
My grandfather was searching for this guy.
That's like a South Park thing. Like, that is a South Park joke, that the cops are looking for, you know, Kyle and Stan, or who are hiding out because of some bullshit, and they're like, oh my god, we found him. You found the boys? No, we found another homeless dead body. Oh.
Yeah.
And they just toss him back into the woods, and then a wolf comes up and like eats the corpse, and they walk on off the screen. Like, that's what it feels like.
Can you imagine, let's say, if you believe in ghosts, let's say one of the dead people, you know,
yeah,
they've been
haunting the road ever since that they were found. Hello?
Are you a ghost?
I am dead person ghost. I don't know. I don't know who's the name of these people.
Dead Michael.
Yeah, this is Dead Michael. Well, I died back in the 60s. And I'm waiting for someone to find my body so I can be put to rest. I've been jerking my ghost dick for 40 years.
In public?
Well, no one can see me, so it's not indecent exposure. It's legal.
Can we hear it?
Why is it like acorn?
That's me jerking it in the ghost realm. Would you like to hear it again?
No, that's fine. That's enough.
Now that you're a ghost, you have much more flexibility.
Thomas, can you get the salt, please?
Yeah, see, someone, please, just put me out of my misery. Oh, this is what I've been waiting for. A attractive blonde died. She died right next to me.
Oh, Jesus.
Perhaps now someone will care about my death and stumble upon my body.
Probably not.
Let's see, I'm just going to wait here. Okay, there's the police. Police Officer Thomas, go ahead and lead this investigation to find Gabby. Go ahead.
All right, Officer Reyna, Officer Tony, we are looking for Gabby Petito Potato, something. Hey, I don't really know.
Hey,
we're looking for nothing else.
Hey, I'm right.
Just her. Honestly, if you find something else, I really don't want to hear about it, unless it's cash.
Guys, please.
I dropped about 50 bucks back on the road. So if you guys see anything otherwise, let me know. But
is that a body over here?
And they can I finish my donut?
Yeah, you can finish your donut. In fact, get me one while you're there in the truck.
Yeah, go ahead. Here,
I'll take one. Thank you.
Wait. How tall was Gabby?
Oh, do you want decaf or, you know, like,
what's, let me look at the paperwork.
You guys are literally walking on my body.
She's like 5'5", 5'6". No,
okay, this isn't her body. This one's like, I don't know, 5'10". But yeah, that's not her. It's not her, though. There's no way.
Well, that honestly, guys, between us, that's a lot of paperwork to write up about this guy here.
Yeah.
If it's not her,
please,
I say we get in the truck, round up the evening, and let's hit a Denny's.
They're going to kill
him. Yeah.
It's 4 a.m.
Let me just put the body in a bag and just stick it in the back.
No. You know what? Here, take a picture. Okay. Where our GPS is.
Hey guys, we'll Sergeant Jeff Michael here.
Sergeant Michael.
Hey, you know what? We don't want the paperwork, so just kick dirt over the body and put some grass over it.
All right. Raina,
already done.
Raina, the shovels, they're in the back. You know where they are, where we hide the other bodies of the people.
We don't need shovels. It's not poking out that far. It's fine.
I guess I'll just start jerking it again.
You guys hear something?
Yeah. I smell something. I smell something.
No.
I smell more donuts. Hey, you want some more donuts?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, dude.
At least I'm fucking homeless guy jerking off.
Can I shoot him?
Sure.
Okay.
It's your paperwork.
Why with me?
Jesus.
But listen, it's been a while since I've seen a woman, too. Never mind. That's too inappropriate.
That's the sad thing. Like, that's the real story to me, though, is that how many bodies were found after effort was put in. Like, that may not, I might be grossly oversimplifying it, but that's what it feels like. When effort was put in, look at what we found on the chance that we were finding these, like, interesting people.
I think the lesson here for parents, don't let your kids grow up to be influencers.
Don't think that a van.
Or brand ambassadors that live in a van with an abusive doucher or podcaster, both as lovers and or occupation. Just don't. Don't allow it.
Van life is not something to be aspired to.
Who wants that? You're basically homeless. How about you call it homeless life?
You are homeless. The difference is it's painted with this romanticism.
Does that appeal to you at all? Van life? You're a hippie. There's only two directions you're taking van life. You're either homeless or you're a hippie.
That's like that movie Nomadland, right?
They were way too clean looking. You know their families had enough money to, like, for them to go stop at a hotel somewhere and take a shower.
But that wouldn't have been as interesting a story for Instagram.
All right, we got to wrap.
We got another body to not do paperwork on.
Please. Please look down.
All right, let's hit the road.
Did you hear that? I'm sorry, farted.
That's a fucking French toast.
What does he joke?
It's ghost combat. It's so white.
Ectoplasm.
Thank you for listening to The Rain Man Show with your host, Michael Flores. With hosts Thomas Cowley, Tony Sabal, produced by Michael Flores and Bobby Doherty. The Rain Man Show is a Cazador Productions and Rain Man Digital Broadcast production. For all things Rain Man Show, go to rainmandigitalmedia.com.
Yes.
What up, ghouls and ghoulettes? Throughout that time of year, you know, like this is Tony, and this is the Rain Man post show with Mr. Thomas Cowley.
Is ghouls not unisex enough that you need ghoulettes? I thought ghouls was just a catch-all term.
What's wrong with you, Thomas? You're so out of date. You're not woke.
Clearly not.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm not woke either. Oh, by the way, Raina's with us.
And she'll correct us.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Raina.
You know what? Howdy. Like, really quick, Thomas, I'm surprised that a man of your heightened intelligence, you know, you're white.
Well, thank you.
You know.
Oh,
because you're white.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, but in a good way. But in a sort of way, I'm surprised that, you know, like, you're not very familiar of how important influencers are in social media. That, you know, if I were to tell you, Thomas, name me at least 3 influencers right now that you know of. Can you do it?
Jesus was pretty big. Influenced a lot of people.
Martin Luther King. No social media. I've never seen the YouTube channel for them. No.
And I'd probably also go with Abe Lincoln.
Wrong.
All kind of did big things, influenced a lot of things.
Swing and a miss.
Wrong.
Caught looking. You know, like, I'm surprised that, you know, in a sort of way, like, not realizing who that the importance of Brian Laundrie.
Gabby Potato and Brian did his laundry.
Brian Laundrie. You know, like, I do seriously have to at least admit that I am in a sort of same boat with you. I never really knew who those two people are until CNN started to make a big deal about their disappearance.
Mike is correct. I should be plugged into more things on a regular basis, especially as somebody who wants to write stories and therefore to have any sort of social relevance. You know, I need to be plugged into a lot of different things. My argument or issue is more of so much of it, I personally these days find just completely vapid or pointless to where even if other people care, I can't bother to care.
My big question is, before they became household names, thanks to CNN.
Murder, suicide.
Yeah. How big of a, you know, like how big of an audience or following these two have?
No one. Like they were not anything, according to Mike, prior to this entire
They really were
influencer wannabes, not
they were just getting started. They were trying to get it going.
This whole road trip in a van life thing, which is this current society. I am convinced that we are romanticizing the idea of tiny homes and van lives to tell people of middle to lower class it's okay to want nothing while the rich elite buy up $6,000 homes and all the property around and have those as rentals so that you don't own anything, to change the zeitgeist and mentality of the future generations that owning things is bad and having too much makes you the devil. So you should be happy with your tiny home shipping container. You should be happy with your van life because other people who are more deserving than you have the right to buy and own property.
So bear with me. So the only reason why the world, or at least the nation, became so interesting. Yeah, pretty interesting. It's because somebody, and I'm visualizing somebody late night at CNN was looking for something to write on, maybe some intern or some wannabe, talking head down the road. And they saw, hey, girl's pretty good looking, you know, like let's look up, you know, her social channel, you know, and all that sort of stuff. Oh, yeah, cool boyfriend and all that, you know, like
why'd their story stop?
Yeah, you know, like, oh my God, you know, like, you know, I'm finding their stories and their exploits fascinating for me as a boring intern, you know, like who's so dependent on social media and all that.
She probably should have skipped van life and just went right to the OnlyFans life.
Mike's. Yep. She'll be alive.
I mean, that's what Ghost Michael is doing.
Ghost OnlyFans.
Ghost OnlyFans.
I was gonna ask: is there an OnlyFans for like the dead or like ghosts? Yes.
I just
only spirits.
I'm launching it today. Only spirits. I like that. I'm gonna sue you for that.
Wow.
And all I do is you can't really see me because I'm a ghost.
He's got a ghost tail. He doesn't have a dick anymore. If you've seen a ghost,
it's a ghost dick.
There's an like a centaur. They're a human upper half and then a ghost tail.
My dick, please.
It's already gone.
I have a dick. It's a ghost. It's a ghost tail.
Let's do this properly. Let's do this properly. Let's hold hands and let's have a seance right now and let's see exactly what this certain profile on Only Spirits can offer us. Are you are you prepared?
What are his tears?
The only thing that I would ask, Thomas, is can we use your credit card?
I'm skeeting all over you guys. You even know. You can't see it.
If a ghost skeets in the room and no one can hear or see it, does it really matter?
Can you feel it?
And do I have to pay?
Can you get pregnant?
Ooh, better question.
I don't know. Open your mouth.
Oh, my God.
All right, Thomas, open your mouth.
Oh, it's your credit card anyway.
Turn around on me.
Dark, really. And then, you know, like... But we're still in the middle of the seance. Everybody hold hands, you know.
Are we still the cops who buried that body?
You're not holding my hands. Get your hands off my ass.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
Forget it. Your credit card just was declined, Thomas. We're going to have to we have to stop right here, you know. It's starting to get really weird.
And expensive.
I know. Anyway, thank you very much. This is the Rain Man Po Show of yours truly and Thomas Arena. We'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.